Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Corey Ambrose is here from Blue Sky Restoration. It's blue without an E. You can go bluesky.com, no E. Hi, Corey.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You're the safe, the best for last. Look at that.
Go Blue Sky.
Blue. Yes, I want to tell you a little story. When we bought our house about 26 years ago, there was, we found out later, it was asbestos siding on the house. Oh. And we had a neighbor who said, oh, we had that too, and we had a crew come out and pull it down, but you risk, like, what's underneath it. Mm-hmm. So we had some beers. My neighbor Jack got a crowbar out and pulled one of the tiles down stupidly. He might have had a mask on, I don't know. And it was beautiful original clapboard. The house was built in like 1890. So we decided to take the risk and we called a remediation company. I didn't even know who to call at the time. And they took down all the asbestos tile. Beautiful original clapboard. We only had two spots that we had to fix, so we were in luck. But now I'm looking, you do this type of thing. You weren't in business 20 some years ago. I didn't know who to call, but now you handle this and so much more.
Yeah, abatement and asbestos is an awesome topic. Let me dive into Blue Sky real quick. So we were opened in 2004, Blue Sky Restoration Contractors. We are a national restoration firm with over 60 locations coast to coast, and we service restoration for the United States. Fire damage, water damage, mold, asbestos abatement. We answer the call to all the hurricanes. And the really cool thing about our national presence is that we've got national operations. And so we are ready to respond to any national emergency. Let me zoom in to Home Sweet Home Chicago, where I work at Blue Sky here in Chicago, where we've been for a very long time. I've worked at this building for 11 years, and we are the clear leader of restoration here in Chicago. But we want all of Chicago to know us and use us because, you know, you may not have a restoration need right now, but you need to have a plan in place for when an event happens.
You will have need for it, for sure, at some point, unfortunately.
All properties will go through it at some point in time, whether it's a small fire or a water loss or a sump pump failure or a sprinkler head. Believe me, we've seen it. And we're super busy. We're always busy. It doesn't have to rain, though that does make us busy. It's just that our friends and clients know who we are, and property damage is so prevalent that this is such a big industry, and we're a big company here to support. Let's dive into asbestos. So you dealt with an abatement 26 years ago, but let me tell you that even now, actually probably way more so now, asbestos is a huge concern and a huge topic because what do we know about asbestos? We know that it's poisonous to us humans. It can cause cancer. But let me give you the background of it. Asbestos is really a miracle mineral. It's a mineral that is in the earth. It's a natural mineral that you can mine by the metric ton from the earth. And it doesn't conduct electricity. It is flame retardant, so it's fireproof.
And that's why they went around and sold this paneling for houses.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, don't you want your house to look good and be fireproof? And
yeah.
People bought it.
It's actually, it is miraculous what it could do. And then you can blend asbestos into other materials like drywall mud or paneling compounds. Like that panel wasn't 100% asbestos. It was a blend of some type. So when you blend it, you pick up these extra qualities like flame retardant and things. But now we know that asbestos is very toxic to the human body. It breaks down to microscopic fibers that get caught in your lungs, caught in your gut. Your body can't rid itself of it. So it is a very big concern. And over the last 70 years, we have been building with it continuously. So it's everywhere. Now, not to be too scary, it's not the end of the world, and asbestos in place is actually fine, but like in my realm, property damage has occurred. There's a wet wall, so now we know, okay, we need to dry the framing behind the wall, we need to poke some holes, but we need to know what those materials are, because there's different procedures for when there's contaminants like asbestos, the way you contain it, negative air filtration, PPE for the crew. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing that Blue Sky has done, is we've taken an approach of saying, hey, any time there's a restoration emergency, then there's going to be demolition of building materials removed. We need to do an asbestos test.
I bet you find asbestos at almost every place you go to.
It's so wild.
Yeah.
Because we still find it now. We find it in homes built in 2020. We find it hidden
really?
In drywall
muds.
I'm
shocked about that.
Still?
What's up with that?
It's so wild that we just keep finding it. It's not in your drywall and your finished flooring products or your tiles anymore, but it's still present. And it can be underneath those materials. You're moving hardwood floor, and below there, 9x9 tiles. Right.
That happened to my sister, and they said if you don't, you know, you can leave it there and put a new floor over it. It's the problem is when you go to remove it, correct?
Yeah. That's when
the fibers are released and all that.
Stirring stuff up.
It's but doesn't that make you nervous that it's underneath there?
Oh, yeah.
You know, my brain.
Right.
You know, not necessarily. You don't have to go nuts and remove every asbestos-containing building material that's out there. It's just that you need to be extra cautious when you're performing restoration or construction that you know the materials that are present, you're not disturbing them. It's called friable when you break or you break into an asbestos-containing drywall mud or flooring material, and when it breaks, it becomes friable. That means those little minerals are coming up into the air. Mm-hmm. So, and that's when you can breathe it in or ingest it in your food or drink.
Yeah.
Wow.
All that being said, though, it's really not that bad. It's kind of easy to clean. There's certain methods of just containing the work area, isolating it, negative air pressure, PPE for the crew that's trained to work with the materials and the way you bag and dispose it. It's not overly complex. But it needs to be handled.
You need a professional.
Absolutely. Call Blue Sky.
Yes. And we're going to take a break, and then we're going to continue talking to Corey Ambrose, Blue Sky Restoration Contractors. I'm looking at Blue Sky, gobluesky.com, no E, gobluesky.com. And I am intrigued by your whole line of work, and I'm going to have some interesting questions coming up for you after we continue. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You just need to have the right agent who's going to bat for you guys, who can be aggressive in this market.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
It's like a dating website, right? Don't be a creep or a pain in the rear end. Not that I know anything about that.
Don't be creepy. He's a pro.
I'm just saying.
Did you look in the mirror this morning?
I Googled it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's not David Hochberg today. It's Wendy Snyder sitting in his chair today. It's Veterans Day. Thank you for your service, all you veterans out there. My cousin Dustin, my husband keeps texting me all the veterans in my family that I have forgotten. My uncle Selwyn, who has passed, he was a veteran. My father-in-law, and I think that's it for now. Janelle Iacino with us from Rose Pest Solutions, Julie Gumina, and Rafe Palmer, STG Divorce Law. And we're talking to Corey Ambrose, Blue Sky Restoration. Corey, I'm on TikTok, and I really just do it to waste time because I love watching videos. I'm at snide.remarks, snide.remarks.
Ooh, I love that.
So, Corey, I got to talk to you. I don't know why I do this, but there's one guy that I follow who does some kind of cleanup work after a death. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why I'm intrigued, but I watch his videos. He blurs some things out, but I am fascinated by it. And I imagine you handle that. A lot of people, and it breaks my heart, live alone. And if they pass away and no one has found them, nobody knows what to do. That's where you can come in and help, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly what Blue Sky is here for. We do all those really far out things. You know, if you think about a bad mold infestation, the remediation practices, or a large abatement fallout, or a trauma, or a bio cleanup, because there's little differences in the way you approach a job like that, but a lot of them are kind of similar in terms of contain the impacted area, airtight containment, negative HEPA air filtered machines, PPE, and then a cleaning protocol. So that's kind of the way in. And then your specific protocols are for the mold or the asbestos, or in this case, it could be like blood and bio. And
is there something wrong with me that I watch these videos? Because I'm intrigued by it.
No, but if you like that, I've got some suggestions for you.
Oh, God. You and I have to go get a drink sometime and talk about bugs and blood.
You're like me in the future.
Corey, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I'm fascinated by it. And I'm sorry I'm throwing it out there because, you know, my parents are both gone, but I have friends whose parents are older. And, I mean, this is all part of life, is no one's getting out of here alive.
Yeah. So, yeah, and properties get damaged from a number of different ways. And sometimes it's a really, you know, kind of gross way from like a decomposing body, because that has happened. But that's what restoration's here for, because it doesn't mean, oh, that's it, knock the building down.
But people would think that, you know?
Yeah, and there, you know, on that one, I kind of give a little sigh, because there's also a extra unique odor associated with that.
Oh, yeah.
You know what the mildewy, moldy smells are, and fires are traumatic and will touch you for a lifetime psychologically, what a structure fire smells like if you've lived in that home or building. But the same with bio. It's, you know, protein-eating bacteria and things are going on. It makes it very unhealthy for humans to be there. That's why protecting the crews and occupants of the buildings is so important. And then getting down and cleaning. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got to remove the flooring, get to the subfloor. Sometimes you need to remove that too. Mm-hmm. Remove all the impacted materials, and then clean, encapsulate, and ultimately rebuild. When Blue Sky is in on a project, whether it's bio or smoke or mold, the first thing that needs to happen is what is called the mitigation phase. That's the controlled demo, cleaning, sanitizing, disinfecting, everything, preparing it for construction. So you reverse the damages of what's occurred, and now you're looking at it from a construction perspective, where Blue Sky then comes in as your GC. We are a huge builder across the country, so we specialize in the emergency and the cleanup and the sanitization, and then we transition into large-scale construction.
And you say emergency, and I would bet 9 out of 10 times these things are all emergencies.
Yeah.
People need help. They need help right away. I've heard you on with David before, and now I know who to call. You know, God forbid I don't want to have to use you for anything, mm-hmm. but chances are, as we've discussed, somebody's going to need something.
You know, Corey and I were talking on the break about, we do a lot of business with Blue Sky, Rose mm-hmm. does, and there's a lot of scenarios, whether it's bed bugs or, you know, rodents, like I was talking about earlier, there are hoarder situations, and, you know, sometimes involving elderly too, and they can't clean like they used to at one point, but that's where it becomes, like Corey said, you know, when you're dealing with an infested house with rodents, that's a health risk. Mm-hmm. And if he sends his team in there, yeah, they're going to be wearing ventilators and proper PPE, but that is not healthy to live with. And that's something that we always advise our customers to, you know, after our part of the job is done, we have that network of support that we can refer people to, like Corey, and it's been amazing.
Yeah, Rose has been a great partner for a long time, and we've partnered up on jobs before.
Yeah.
There was a time where a senior living complex had a fire, mm-hmm. and they were battling with bed bugs. So both our teams are the
double
same
whammy.
Time.
Could you mm-hmm. believe it?
And now that's ancient history now. That building's in great shape, yep. and everybody's happy and healthy, and building's clean. There's no more infestation, mm-hmm. but that's what we're here to do.
Yep.
All right, how do people reach out to you? What's the best way to contact you, Corey?
We are always open at Blue Sky. You can call us on New Year's Eve or anytime. We have always here to support you. You can always speak to a manager. You can call us at 800-266-5677 or online at goblusky.com. That's GOBLU sky.com.